What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, tardy Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
So what if it is? Thanks so much for being here. I'm Intern Anthony. Thanks for listening to The Internship. Available wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you being here. And thanks for listening to us talk to the Impractical Jokers last week. Had a lot of fun with them. With On the Phone and John Mingione. We did a little joint podcast. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and check it out. I wanted to talk about something different today. And the thing that I want to talk about is grab your Social Security cards because I feel like I'm getting old. And it's a weird feeling to go through and experience because on a random Friday or Saturday night, I'm starting to cross that line of I would rather just stay home and chill and relax, watch TV. My best case scenario Friday night is air conditioner on, the house has been vacuumed, everything's nice and clean, my wife and I got some good food, and we're streaming one of our shows that we watch together. You eventually get over that whole, like, I gotta go out, I don't know what's happening, I'm gonna miss some. And I'm happy with it all, but like at the same time, I'm kind of coming to this self-realization of like, holy crap, I'm old now. And it kind of makes me a little depressed because like you start to think, oh, wait a minute, does that mean all the fun weekends are behind me? Or am I going to get to have, you know, fun weekends in the future? And I want to know how you feel about this. So hit me up on Instagram at anthony.malerba. To let me know. I'm going to walk you through some of the greatest weekends I've ever had in memoriam of the fact that I now just chill at home on the weekends. There was a weekend where two of my closest friends, we went to an open bar one weekend in the city, Upper East Side, I think the bar was. And, you know, we're getting really drunk and one thing leads to another. We start like, you know, pushing each other, doing guy stuff like that. And my friend takes my other friend's arms and twists one of them over his head like in a wrestling arm lock or something like that. And out comes his shoulder. It's literally just dangling there, his arm. It looks like garland that you put up during Christmas time, just swinging in the wind. That's what his arm looked like. Weirdly enough, we stay at the bar the entire time and have a good night while he's hysterical crying about his arm being popped out of his shoulder. So then we're on our way home and we got to take the train back to Brooklyn. And my friend looks at me, not the friend whose arm is dangling, my other friend who popped the arm out of that poor kid's shoulder. He looks at me and he tells me, we're going to go with this strategy. When I tell you to, cover his mouth. I didn't know what he was talking about, so okay, I'm waiting for the cue. Now, we're waiting downstairs in the subway, waiting for a train to come by, and you know when trains pull in and they do that? Well, the train did that. And at the second the train screeched, when you can't even hear yourself think, my friend looks at me, gives me the cue, I cover his mouth, and my friend pops the shoulder back into the kid's arm. It's shit like this that I'll miss, but there's something so comforting now about just being home and relaxing on a Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to spend a lot of money or drink or do anything or even be social. Some weekends you just don't want to be social. And I don't know if I'm an old guy for this or not. This is going to be a really short podcast. We're only going to give you a half a college credit for it. But I do appreciate you being here. I still want to know how you feel. Hit me up on Instagram, anthony.malerba. Let me know. Are you still in your phase of going out? Have you gotten older and you don't like it anymore? Or are you older and you still love going out more than anything? I want to know. Johnny, play me out.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your
girlfriend super hot, tardy Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.